It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Flight delayed in New Zealand by a penguin on the runway.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
Let's do it. It is a Monday morning. The question was, Inside Out, which is setting records left and right.
Inside Out 2?
Inside Out 2. I apologize, Jay. It's just all one family to me.
It's just like saying Despicable Me without putting the 4 on there.
Yeah, and it's like saying someone's name without putting the Junior on it.
Okay.
Right? I mean, isn't it, I guess?
I mean,
yeah, because yeah. Then how would you know which one I was talking about?
Which one are you talking about, yeah.
Right. Like, let's get it right, Kev. So, would a Quiet Place.
Quiet Place Day 1, which is a Quiet Place 2.
Which is day, it's number 2, but it's Day 1. Very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Would it beat it? Would it be able to take out the Inside Out 2 movie?
I feel like even though it's been I'm still going to go with the kids movie, I think.
Because this is the third week.
Yeah, that's rough. That's a tough one, but.
Inside Out 2 squeaks out the win, $57 million.
Ooh, nice.
A Quiet Place Day 1, $53 million.
Oh, very close.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So it was very close. And then Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1, that was number 3. Bad Boys, Ride or Die, number 4. And Kalki, 2898 AD.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't know. That was number 5.
Okay.
I'm not sure I said it right, and I'm not sure it matters.
Right.
Those who know, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever that is, what do you think that is?
I have Kalki, no clue.
2898 AD.
I mean, it's obviously video futuristic. Game? It's obviously...
You think it's video game stuff?
I'm going to guess more of a, you know, fighting the world's almost over game. Like, oh, these are the survivors of people who are left. It feels
2898 AD.
I thought it was a romantic comedy.
A modern avatar of the Hindu god Vishnu is said to have descended on Earth to protect the world from evil forces.
That was my next guess.
That is the plot.
Yeah, so I was right.
93% of people like this movie.
Oh, 93%. That's good.
That's pretty good. That's real good. Let's see how the top... I'm going to see what Inside Out got.
Oh, it's going to be a lot.
Inside Out 2... how many people liked it? 96%.
Yeah, that's still ridiculously high.
I mean, that's really good. Yeah, that's let's take a look crazy. At number 2.
I mean, kids' movies usually do really well on those things.
Yeah, you know why I liked it? I was able to take the kids somewhere.
and the rest of the country is very hot, so, you know.
Oh, the number 2 movie, A Quiet Place, Day 1, 67% like this movie.
Yeah.
Ouch. Is the problem it doesn't have the same people in it
as the original Quiet Place?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see the first one. I haven't seen this one. So, yeah, I don't know.
I thought you did see the first one.
I did not. Mm-mm.
Isn't that the... am I thinking of the wrong movie? I thought it was John Krasinski.
Yeah, he's in The Quiet Place, right?
Yeah, you did see it. You and Slim both saw it and both loved it.
Are you thinking of Bird Box?
No, bruh. I'm thinking of A Quiet Place.
Huh.
And I thought you guys both loved it.
I did not see that movie.
Jay, it seems like Kevin would know.
Yeah, I feel like he does. No, I did not see that movie, Kevin.
What? Okay, this is really throwing me for a loop.
Yeah, it's shocking to us all, really.
I thought you saw it and said it was so intense.
But that was Bird Box.
No, no, no. No, Bird Box. I ain't never heard of Bird Box.
Sandra Bullock.
No, the John Krasinski.
I did not see that movie.
Saves his isn't like he saves his family
by not talking.
Yeah, Jay, you know the movie. You've seen it.
I mean,
is that not it?
I think it's not
what
that you
the
were
movie
mistaken.
I'm thinking of. I remember you describing it to me and saying, "Dude, that movie is intense. It's so good."
Bird Box.
Somebody else. No, it was not Bird Box.
Well, movie's very intense.
It was a John Krasinski movie.
Yeah, and that, Jay, remember then you dunked the basketball and all that?
All right, well, I don't know. I mean, John Krasinski is, you know, he writes the movie or he's part of the movie, but he's not starring in it.
Yeah.
So it's different people, and I'm wondering.
Oh, you're talking about
the
Office. The Office with John Krasinski?
I'm going to look up John Krasinski movies. Someone call me out. Don't call me out.
He's already calling you
help.
Out.
What is the movie Jay is talking about?
Wait, I'm not talking about any movie. You're talking about...
I'm talking about a movie that you talked about and said, that movie is so good, dude. Huh. You will love it. It is so intense. Hmm. And it had John Krasinski, and it was like the first time I think we really saw John Krasinski as an actor. Yeah, I mean... He was Jim from The Office.
I remember that quite well, yes.
Is that what you're thinking of?
He's
not going to let me go.
When you figure it out, you let me know.
2018?
Jack Ryan?
No, it wasn't Jack Ryan. Jack Ryan, he's in that. He's great. I know you love that show.
I don't know what movie you mean. I can't wait to find out, though. Let me know what movies I've seen.
I can't wait for you to turn on The Quiet Place and start watching it and go, oh, yeah, I've seen this.
I've done that.
That is, haven't we all?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Russell William Stover was an American chemist and entrepreneur, a co-founder with his wife Clara of Russell Stover Candles. Right. Candies.
Kevin James.
Me can't read.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Okie dokie.
All right, dear Jay and Kevin, I have played Hoop Fest forever and it's always a fun time for my whole family. I'm 25 now, but my family still comes to all my games. It's great. This weekend was a bit of a surprise and an awkward situation, however. My parents got divorced 2 years ago. My dad has been dating off and on. He asked if he could bring his girlfriend with him to my games on Saturday. I asked my mom, who isn't really dating at all, if she'd be comfortable, and she said, yeah, that's fine with me. Just don't expect me to be all buddy-buddy with them. So, they all show up to the game, and the shocker was that my dad's girlfriend is 24 years old, and a girl that I used to play college basketball against. We aren't really friends, but of course we certainly know each other. Needless to say, it was the topic of conversation with all my friends and family. I wasn't pleased with my dad at all. However, he seemed to be very pleased with himself. I like that line. Am I wrong for being standoffish towards them? He texted me afterwards and said that I was just rude, and I was like, well, yeah, let's talk about rude. You showing up and not even telling me who your girlfriend was. He says it shouldn't matter, and then I said it was okay for her to be there. Am I wrong for being upset about this?
All right, so 509-441-0999 to call or text. I'll read the first, what is that, four? Creepy, awkward. Wait a minute, that one just went away, sorry. Creepy, awkward. Yeah, he knew exactly what he was doing, and 100% right, that was an ambush.
Yeah, it feels like it was dirty, right? Like, just, I get it. You said, can I bring my girlfriend? Your daughter is being cool. Your ex-wife is being cool by saying, yeah, you know what? Go ahead, bring him. You know, that's fine. You do you, no big deal. But I think you probably should have mentioned the fact that, oh, hey, remember that girl that you played against in college? Yeah, that's who I'm dating.
Yeah, I mean, just by withholding the information, you were trying to be cute with it, and you were...
I didn't tell a lie. I didn't lie to you.
Yeah,
I didn't lie to you. I mean, I didn't. Omitting information is really the same thing as a lie.
Especially, situation was clearly, you know, he was doing it for effect and all the rest of that. So, yeah, I mean, however you reacted, how you reacted at that point.
I think he wanted a reaction.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Otherwise, why would you do that?
And I think that there is a, He also knew if I said who it was, you'd tell me no.
Of course.
Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to show up and then deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And then turn
Then you have to be okay with what the consequences were.
And then turn it on you and say you were rude. Well, yeah, I was rude, Dad. I was a little surprised.
Right. Yeah. I was taken aback and I felt bad for Mom and, you know, I reacted how I reacted. Deal with it.
And then, of course, it became a topic with all your friends you know, your teammates, and I'm sure your family, because it's like, oh wow.
I would be curious if the new girlfriend has a concept would have said, did you not tell your son me?
Jay, that is a great point.
Because if she has, you know, a grasp of common sense, she would feel pretty bad that he also ambushed her. You know what I mean? Because that puts the girlfriend in a bad spot. The new girlfriend is in a very bad spot.
The new girlfriend should be like,
You didn't tell your son?
A daughter.
Or daughter? Didn't tell your daughter? So then what?
You did not tell your daughter. That's
you
weird.
That would have been. So it'd be interesting to see what her take on that was. Probably there was some disagreement.
Know.
All the way around feels like that's a lose-lose.
It really is. I mean, except for maybe Mom. Is just looking at him and going, glad that's over.
That's a strong possibility. A
couple comments for you off of Facebook that can help us out here. You know, Melissa says, I feel like your dad was purposely very vague about who he was dating and used Hoopfest as a moment to show off how well he is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't overreact at a big public event like that. Well, you could, but
but there's a few people that said, oh, I would have lost it. There was a couple that was just like,
if you were screaming, it would have fit in. They would have thought it was just about, you know, the basketball game. Turned out it had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. There's a few people saying, just dating someone younger than your kids, that's so embarrassing for all involved. That's something that definitely takes a lot of getting used to.
Right.
You're going to have to really... you're going to have to warm everybody up to that concept. Let's put it this way.
Right.
Hillbilly Seth says, oof, your dad sounds like the type of guy that becomes a problem for Hooters waitresses after 9 p.m.
Well.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Vacuum.
The one where there's
there's a V,
right? Thank you, Kevin. And there's also
I'm gonna give you the letters.
No, wait, I think
just organize it.
There's a sneaky one in there, isn't there?
Is there?
No, I'm not sure because I always spell it wrong.
Go ahead, give it a try.
Vaccum. Any?
Kevin James.
Did you write that down?
Yeah, and it looked wrong too.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I vacuumed over the weekend. Did you?
I did not vacuum at all.
I vacuumed. Vacuumed. Nah.
Sounds fun.
On the way, we'll qualify you for the ultimate backyard summer giveaway, which includes a barbecue grill, a really nice cooler, a Bluetooth speaker, an American flag, $300 worth of groceries, and some tickets and meet and greets for Larry Fleet out at Spokane Live, Spokane Tribe Casino on July 20th. We'll qualify you for that drawing. The drawing is on Friday. So a couple chances to qualify for you on the way. Kevin, Entertainment News is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO.
Yeah. I have a feeling today's show is going to be interrupted a lot. I have a lot of things that I need to say.
All right, go for it.
I bet
and,
you do.
Very nice. Then I also have just heard from a friend of ours in Kentucky who wants to talk about some very, very, very big news. And
Steve, grab that line and see if that's him, will you, just in case. I don't think it is, but unless he's having trouble getting hold of a different line.
Oh, man. Yeah, it seems weird not to talk to Slim.
Entertainment is also brought to you in part by Banner Fuel.
After Hoop Fest weekend. I can't wait to hear how he did.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I ran into three...
Yeah, who were these people?
Former Zags. I saw a lot of former Zags. I saw a bunch of them.
I
saw Anton there, and I didn't talk to Anton, but is that...
Oh, it's your boy.
Oh, okay. Sean from Thompson Falls? Hello?
Anton Watson?
Hey, what's with the crying?
Oh, guys, we did it again.
Oops, I did it again. Hey, congratulations on your Hoop Fest. Another big Hoop Fest for you. Well done.
Yeah,
Slim's
the
on the phone,
news
guys.
Of the weekend. Hey, Slim, how was it?
You guys know.
Were you pulling up the tape at the end?
You guys know me well enough to know how this weekend was for me mentally.
Probably pretty good, because I would imagine.
There's a couple things I love in my life.
What is with the crying?
I know, he's just always crying. you guys know, well, I thought it would be a good idea to take him for a walk. This guy has not cried at all. My other son cried his entire life. He's cried since the womb.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, this guy hasn't cried at all. I go, we had a baby in the summer. Let's go on a walk.
Right.
And I'm realizing he just wants to lay perfectly still like his father. Aww. Do nothing.
Okay, so you you missed
a failed experiment.
You missed all of Hoop Fest.
Hey, Ken.
Because of this little baby you had.
Awesome, man. I was, when I woke up today, I said to myself, I hope someone reminds me that I missed all of Hoop Fest.
Yeah. Well, I saw your teammate Mike, and he said hi.
Did you ask him why he was so lazy on the first day?
I did not. I just said, hey, man, how'd it go? I was going to try to catch a game, and I had stopped and talked to your folks for a minute, and then I saw Mike, and I was like, hey, how'd it go, bud? And he kind of started snickering, and he goes, well, we didn't make a lot of shots in the first game. I go, oh, that's good. You got time, man. Don't worry about it. And he laughed, and he made a joke, I said, good to see you. And I said, tell Slim, I said, hey.
He's moving here this week.
Oh, so, Mike's moving. That's right.
That's
yeah.
the craziest
yeah.
news
yeah,
ever.
That is crazy, yeah.
One of your best buds from here in Spokane just randomly is dating someone who got a job in Kentucky.
Yeah. And so he really likes her, I guess. And he really, really likes my wife.
Right.
And so he was like, one of my best friends is there, Anna, and his girlfriend is going to be here. So why not make a life change? And I said, hey, Mike, I've got, well, about 30 hours a day of crying to explain to you why not to make a life move.
All right.
Okay, all now, right. Slim, before we get in massive trouble with all of the fine listeners who care,
yeah,
give us the details on your baby.
Okay, number one, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. 20 inches long.
Yep.
8 pounds, 3 ounces.
Okay.
Big man.
Big boy.
Big man. Came out healthy, mama, super healthy.
Yep.
So we were very thankful right off the bat.
That's awesome. Thank you for that.
I don't want, guys, you guys know you shouldn't have me on now that I'm not employed by you. Because the kid's been great. Guys, you remember my son was a nightmare, my other son.
Yeah.
He had issues from the jump, jaundice, everything. He was in the hospital for a week. Like, it was really tough. Woods, my new son, he has been great, and everything was good. There was only one issue.
I heard about that.
The entire time. Did you hear about it?
I think I might have heard about it from your parents.
So they have a little thing with boys that happens.
Yeah.
You can choose that happen, and we chose to have that happen.
Right.
And this guy doctor, Dr. Gardner.
Okay, call out.
Lexington,
very fair.
He decided to make some mistakes with that part of the entire weekend.
What?
Hey, bud. The part that I, and my wife and all the gals who are around are like, well, we don't know. And I'm like, okay, guys, I'm going to tell you from my angle, we don't mess with that part.
Yeah.
That's the part we don't mess with.
Wait, how do you goof that up?
Dr. Gardner's like, well, I might need to do a revision. I said, hey, guy.
A revision?
I said, I'm going to tell you this. And he didn't love this. Because it wasn't really a joke. I said, if you have to have him come back in for a revision, then I also will be performing a revision on you.
Well, did you play. Say? Did you, you said, look, Doc, here's the deal. I know you take quite a bit of time out to play golf. In this particular situation, no mulligans.
Yeah.
No mulligans. Like, get this one right, man.
Yeah, that's
And, it's your baby, right? They're tiny. They're just a little guy. And you don't want any kind of pain at all for your kid.
No.
It's like, it's my guy. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So, okay, but otherwise, guys, he's been great. We got home yesterday. Mom got to sleep, got to catch up on some sleep.
That's great.
Woods and I hung out overnight. It was great. But today is the day. Today is the day. And today is the day the Lord has made. But also, My other kids get home today.
Oh, they were at grandma, probably grandma and grandpa's, I would assume. Just to, yeah, that makes sense.
You had three.
Uh-huh.
I
still do.
You had Lane. Mm-hmm. You had Lane.
Right.
And I'm assuming Lane has a little bit of energy like my older son has energy.
For sure.
Do they try to kill the little one right off the bat, or do I get like a window?
Well, you got a girl in there. I hope that usually helps because, you know, second mom, and then mom jumps in, and then second mom keeps, you know, younger brother in line, so...
Yeah, well, Emma's actually a great, like, she's great.
Yeah.
My daughter's a little bit rougher, I think, maybe, than...
It's possible, yeah. My daughter was wearing princess clothes from the moment she was, you know, able to walk, so...
Yeah, I've had to fend off all this University of Kentucky gear people are giving us.
Right. Well, it's probably, bonfires are legal.
I look at my son, I go, we're naked. We're naked here. We're not doing it.
We're naked.
I brought him this. You should put this on. It says UK basketball. Like, why would I put that on him?
Yeah, just so you know, Mike Hart says hi.
Mike.
Drew Barham says hi.
Left Drew. Mike Hart, another championship, right?
Championship, yeah.
Another six in a row. Right?
Yeah, no big deal. No big deal.
And guys, real quickly for you. When you have just a memo to the men out there who are having children.
Uh-huh.
And Jay, you probably could have helped me with this. Thank you. Love you. Love you. Hey, guys, when you're getting older, it's much harder to stay awake overnight with a baby.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I prided myself with my daughter. I was like, I told my wife, I'll stay up overnight. I'll do overnights with the babies. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wake up and come into the show, and it was like, I was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't have to wake up early to come into the show. And it was like 8 o'clock, and I thought, am I dead?
Yeah, that is. It's
your body's
a lot.
Also not used to getting up at crazy hours anymore, so you know, you don't know what you're doing anymore.
And you're in a different time zone.
That's a good point, Steve. Yeah, very good point. And all that blue clothing laying around, you didn't even know. Yeah.
Slim, my favorite text from you over the weekend was the one where you said, hey, Woods, enjoy me being with you for one birthday. You will not see me on your birthday for the next 7 years. Until he's old enough to play Hoop Fest.
Right.
I told my wife last night, I said, this is my first Hoop Fest I missed since 1998.
Wow.
So I've played in every Hoop Fest from 1998 to 2023. And I was really excited about my son. I am very excited about my son, obviously. But this weekend went on, and I was getting pictures of friends playing basketball, my team playing hoops. I got the picture from my dad, like with Jay and Denise and Emma. And just that whole atmosphere downtown. And I was like, you kind of stink, dude. I was like, bro, like, at some point you will love this because it's such a fun weekend. It'll be such a fun weekend to have a birthday on.
Yeah.
Because we can go out there and be around basketball.
Right.
But I did tell my wife, I said, look, if you're expecting me to be here for his first birthday, I won't be because it's on Saturday next year and I will be in Spokane for Hoop Fest. And, like, that's just how it's going to be. I don't love him any less. I just love Hoop Fest more.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
That's fair, yeah.
Congratulations on obviously on Woods. And just, you know, just so everybody knows, because there are people who are texting, right decision by you.
Thank you, Jay. It was weird. I got a lot of people who were like, why didn't you fly out? Because he was born on Friday. And they're like, why didn't you fly out that afternoon? And I was like, well, I am a maniac, and I do love basketball more than anything. But, like, I kind of like my wife a whole lot.
The person who said that to me over the weekend, I was like, are you even a normal human?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? No one would do that.
I mean, I don't think the weekend would have been that bad. I think it would have gone great. You would have had a good time. It all would have been fine. But it was kind of the point of, like, the rest of your life would have been
miserable. Also, imagine this. Imagine you are here. And you're playing Hoop Fest, and you get the call that says the doctor might have to have a revision.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find Dr. Gardner, if you're listening in Lexington, I'm looking for you.
Oh, man.
By the way,
the Yelp review.
Hoop Fest team name next year be Woods Revision.
Woods Revision. And Steve doesn't know my wife.
Oh.
Steve, my wife already knows where he lives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I'm scared for him.
I'm going to guess she's probably going to bring him a tip, I would imagine, for his services.
Thank you. You're still funny.
Have a great day.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's your average, Steve? Twice a week, once a week? What do you got?
Maybe on average, twice a month.
Twice a month, okay.
Oh, geez, really?
Kevin James.
Or maybe four times a month. I don't know.
Well, that'd be once a week.
So, once a week. Yeah, so you did say that, yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead.
Sorry,
yeah,
I was just saying.
I don't know, Jay, around 52 times a year.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Math is hard.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Off the text line, I have a cabin on the Coeur d'Alene River and had friends stay over for the weekend. We did some ATV riding. Now that sounds fun.
Jeez, that's the life.
Also, you kind of want it, like temperature-wise, mild like it was for like ATV riding. It's not, I mean, the rain.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to go mudding. I don't know, but how fun does that sound?
I haven't even... Do I dare look at the 4th of July forecast?
It's just hot.
Oh, is it going to be hot?
Yeah, it's in the 90s. Best part of your weekend, Steve?
I would say Hoop Fest.
Yeah.
I enjoyed...
You seemed real sold on it the way you said it.
No, I was just thinking about what was the best part.
Oh, okay.
I would say Hoop Fest was a cool experience to be out there.
First Hoop Fest, you were down there for about an hour on Saturday morning. You got to hear the national anthem. Did you have any sort of... like feeling when they were playing singing the national anthem? It wasn't just a playing thing, it was a singing.
That was a really cool moment. I was a little disappointed that Charlie Butts was not there.
Yep.
And I think what happened was, I don't know how I got connected to this part of the website. Must be some sort of old...
Oh, you thing. Were that was a previous year?
Yeah, it says Saturday, June 24th.
Which was not this past Saturday. Man.
So I was just looking at the wrong thing.
Okay,
so
all right. Well,
that's my bad.
Well, okay. And that's weird because that was a beat the show question. And usually...
Okay.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin,
usually sorry. What? Usually what?
What was the best thing from your weekend?
They're all perfect.
Yeah.
So that was very out of character.
It was unusual, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kevin, best part of your weekend?
You know, I'm going to give it to the wedding that I DJ'd on Saturday because it was a wedding that was a little different situation. I usually don't go super far out of town for weddings. It wasn't terrible. It was down by Lewiston, so, you know, a couple hours. But it was a kid that, you know, has been part of my life for a long time. I've known him since, like, fifth grade, I think. Coached him a lot in AAU basketball, coached him in football some, and it was just great. He got married, and his wife is absolutely wonderful. It's the first time I met her.
Right.
And it was just good to see, like, his parents and the whole group. And he's a kid. I'll give him a shout-out. Ty Graham. He's known around here a little bit. Played football for Eastern. Played for Idaho for a little bit. Then came back and played for Eastern.
Jeez, make up your mind, Ty.
Yeah, well, it was his dad was also coaching at Idaho. Coached at Eastern for a long time, then went to Idaho.
I gotcha, yeah.
And then switched back. And,
sure. Makes sense.
It's a lot. But... it was just awesome to see all them. And it was one of those where, you know, it's always fun, Jay, when you see those kids that were good kids. We didn't do much after eighth grade, like a high school.
Right.
Would see them once in a while, but they just, you know, we didn't hang out as much. And it's great to see them become, you know, like young, amazing adults where you're just like, dang, these people are. They also had 13 groomsmen and 13 bridesmaids. She played college volleyball at U of I. And so it was just like, you know, those teammate friendships.
Absolutely.
You just don't
yeah.
get rid of.
Yeah, that's.
And so.
Well, yeah, University of Illinois, huh?
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
I mean something different up here in these parts.
Oh. That is great, though.
Idaho. You know what it is? IDAHO, Idaho, Idaho. Go.
Oh, okay. No, one of the first times that I heard that, I was like, wow, a lot of people going to U of I.
That's so funny. Yeah, because in your brain, that is exactly
hadn't heard.
What it means.
Man, hadn't heard, but it's so great.
Yeah.
I mean, a Hoop Fest, everything about it, it was like, still some of the guys that played are still at our house. We had, you know, four of my son's college teammates there, still had them. That was great. Good guys. My daughter came home. That was great.
Oh,
all
that,
three kids.
I did
kids.
Not know that.
Yeah, she had it's a wedding thing, but it ended up being Hoop Fest weekend, so it worked out good.
Wait, a wedding thing?
Oh, yeah, just have to do, like, a dress thing or something. I don't know.
Oh, so she's... Okay, gotcha. So a wedding thing for her wedding.
Yeah, for her wedding. So it was like she had to do some wedding stuff to prepare for her actual wedding. And it was here in town.
Gotcha.
So it worked out.
Oh, very cool.
That she organized it. Go figure, she organized it. That was weird. So it could be Hoop Fest and all. My kids were all at Hoop Fest. On Sunday, we all just hung out together. And there's just a bunch of people that know... You know, when you have kids that are all in the sports and then you are there and there's just a lot of... It was just people you'd only
you
see
know
once
everybody.
A year.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild. Jay, yeah. I mean, I was at Hoop Fest for 30 minutes and it was the same thing. At my son's court, there was, you know, guys he was playing against. Oh, I was like, oh,
sure.
I know all those guys from AAU. And then
absolutely.
It's like, oh, then there's some of his former teammates who I haven't seen for a while. And then they came. They're just
I mean,
like,
it's
wow.
The greatest part of Hoop Fest and maybe sometimes the worst part because you're trying to get through to another place.
It's
and you run into
right.
people and then you feel bad about shortening a conversation. So. But it's still the great. It was the best part by far. Of the
you
weekend.
Know, there's a solution to all of this.
Stay home?
No. Just be oblivious.
Congrats,
like
Steve.
You and listeners are yelling at you.